Welcome
back.
Dirty Time podcast. I mean, yes. Before you ask, this looks like a massive walking YouTube Shorts ad. Yes,
it is.
It kind of is because they sent us our end of year like prizes for like, you know, posting shorts during December and stuff. So, you know, we gave them views. They gave us merch.
Hey, the least they could do.
Quid pro quo. I would have preferred money, but merch will do.
This is kind of nice. You know, it's like something to show.
Yeah.
For it. Like,
you know, like we're a YouTube Shorts creator.
Yeah. And I actually, do you know what? I don't think I'd be embarrassed going in public wearing this. I'd be like, yeah, I'm part of the short. They might think I'm like special or popular or famous. They
probably just think you work for like Google or some shit.
Oh my God. Do those people actually wear company? Yeah. Wear my company stuff.
They probably think you work for YouTube. Like, you know,
no.
And then they're like, oh, you work for YouTube? And it's like, yeah.
That's I'm okay with that too, actually.
You know, they're like, oh, that's cool. That's such a cool job, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, and also elephant room. I look like a freaking caveman elf, I know. Like, the hood is new, so it's pointy, and I look like a caveman because I haven't gone to trim in ages, and I'm still not going to get a trim until the week after next when we do something. And so reality, like, you're going to see me like looking like this for a while. That's also part of the reason why I'm covering my hair, because God knows. So I thought we were going to record yesterday because I said, let's record Friday. Yeah. Nicoletta said, no, let's record Thursday. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, she's like, oh,
I forgot.
I thought we were going to record tomorrow. And I was like, you? Okay. And
yeah,
I had my hair like all combed out and everything, like all fro and everything. But now it's
it looked so good. I didn't even clock what it was like, for.
And now it's all like squished up and everything. So
you're wearing the new merch, repping shorts. I'm repping shorts.
That's if you're watching. If you're listening, I'm wearing a shorts hoodie. She's wearing a shorts beanie. And there is a shorts mug on the table. You know,
aesthetics. Can you see in the video?
Yeah,
I didn't even check.
I made sure it was in frame. Nice. Unless you changed it when you were.
No, I just left it as it was.
But yeah, it's a shorts mug. Anyway.
Thank you, by the way.
Cheers,
YouTube. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it, YouTube. We appreciate you appreciating us.
Yeah.
You know. But let's get into the weekly stand-up. My weekly stand-up, bit doom and gloom. My car had the freaking check engine light come on this morning. And like, as I was driving it, like, I don't know, like, for people who really, like, drive their car a lot, you can just feel when something's off about your car. Like, I kind of had a feeling something was off about my car before, like, this thing came on. The moment it came on, and, like, sometimes you can just see the check engine light, you're like, ah, something is whatever. But I saw the check engine light, and I was like, there's something up here. So, eventually, there was something, an issue with my car anyway. The moral of the story is, and then I had to go drop it, and then, what's it called, at the garage. An unforeseen cost coming into my life right now, because next week I'm going to be doing a few runs like into the airport and so on and so forth. So I was like, damn, this car actually needs to be available. So this needs to be sorted today, especially since we've been going. I even forgot that we're going to town tomorrow and then we're going to an event on Sunday. So it's like this.
And then Tuesday and then Thursday.
This car needs to be. So I was like, this has to be done today. Luckily, the mechanics sorted out for me. Love that. But the mechanic place is like a 10-minute drive, but like an hour and 20 minutes walk. And on my way there, like I was walking, like leaving, like I was already like in the area where I'm walking, like this like kind of like woods kind of thing. And then I get a call from them being like, "Hey, do you mind coming like 30 minutes before closing?" Because like they were closing at 5, so I was gonna get there exactly like 4:50 or some shit like that. And then they were like, "Oh, do you mind coming like at around 4:20, 4:20, 4:30? Because we actually want to head off, you know, early today or whatever. You know, like it's like the last car or whatever." And I was like, "Damn!" So I just went. I ran the whole way. I didn't stop. I ran the whole way. It's not too far of a bad like. Hour and 20-minute walk is like a casual pace. And in reality, that would have only taken me like maybe an hour and 10, maybe even less. So like I ran in like maybe like 30 minutes or so less or whatever. So like it was not really that deep. So just keeping up pace and just going. And I wasn't even that. And because it was so cold, I didn't sweat that much.
Oh.
But
perks.
Obviously, like I was also wearing a jacket and my thing was sweaty at the back, but not my face. So whatever. Anyway, that was my weekly stand-up. What's yours?
Mine is also kind of gloom and doom, just something that really bothered me this week. I ordered something for my mom from Wayfair. Huh. I'm just gonna have to expose them. Like Wayfair.
This is also a possible hypothetical in case of defamation lawsuits.
I have receipts. I have screenshots of everything.
Yeah, just in case.
I have screenshots. Yeah, so basically, I ordered my mom a table that got to her place chipped, no instructions, no equipment to put it together. And she's like, I just want to return it because it's so chipped. There's no point for me to go buy what I need to put this table together. And I was like, cool, cool, cool. So I tried to get in contact with them through their live chat one of the days. I don't get a response after like, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 minutes, whatever I left. And then I came back to try again. And it turns out someone was messaging there, but I restarted the conversation with someone else. So I explained, I want to return this item. It came with no instructions, all the spiel. And they said, you know what? Let me pull up the receipts because I want to quote them. Okay? I don't want the defamation, like Farouk said.
They said, can sue us for defamation either way. Because like, why are you on their names in their mouth? But that's different.
Anyways, they said, I can offer you 15% partial refund to keep the item. Huh? I was like, no, I wouldn't like that. The item didn't come with instructions or screws. Like, what? I don't want to keep it. And they said, okay, I can make it 20%. Do you accept? I said, I'm sorry, but no, I simply can't even build this. Like, there's nothing I can do with this item. And then this message triggered me because they said, please let me tell you my last offer. I can offer you 35% to keep the item. And that just like really triggered me because I was like, I do not want to keep this item. I want to return it. So there's some back and forth, and eventually like he sent me a return label, but I was mad. Like that was just annoying.
Such a long way to go about a refund.
Yeah,
it's like a bidding system. Okay, last offer, 35%. Yeah, nothing more.
I didn't understand. I was like, wait, that's not how refunds usually work.
Yeah,
and I've shopped off Wayfair so many times, so this was very unexpected. I was like, what?
Damn, you never know until you know. It's yeah, one of them things, isn't it?
There goes my experience. Anyways, on to today's topic. And I want to start it off. I want to start us off with a story time to set the mood, set the tone, know what we're talking about. Okay, so I'm going to read this post. I find it shocking to see how many of my friends become overweight as they enter their mid-20s. I'm actually kind of scared to even write this because I know it'll sound bad, so let me get this straight right away. I don't hate overweight people. If you bully someone because he's overweight, you are scum. I also not once commented negatively about someone's weight to their face or preached them how it's unhealthy. Not my body, not my business. However, I find being overweight unpleasant, therefore the post. I live in Germany, so obesity is not as common as it is in other places, but as I grow older, and therefore my friends do too, I'm shocked to see how many of them become overweight within months after hitting their 20s. When I was a kid, I barely knew anyone my age that was obese. Yes, there are always one or two kids in class who I'd call chubby, but nothing serious. Some of them even became slim growing up. When I turned 18, I first noticed that not only more people I knew becoming overweight, but also some of these were got severely obese and unfit as well. My first true shocker was this guy in the gym class, Pete. He was a nerd and nobody really liked him, but we all were kids with bad backgrounds, many immigrants, high crime rates, many of friends were poor, and we still held together. We did parkour. We had to essentially climb up a set of stairs with steps triple the normal size, jump over the end, land, get up, jump high, you get the spirit. And then came Pete's turn. Before he even started, he asked the teacher if he could just let him fail the class so he wouldn't have to do it. But this didn't sit right with us. We convinced Pete that he had to try at least, that he couldn't just give up, and we all fired him up. So he tried. Just to give an idea, Pete wasn't 300 pounds. He was quite chubby. When he reached the staircase, he didn't have the strength in his leg to push him up the big steps, so he had to crawl it up like a toddler. He jumped off and struggled to get up again. He ran to the wall instead of jumping over it, and he smashed straight into it. It dawned on me that he was simply unable to jump while running. He was 16 at the time. And then he goes on basically to just, you know, talk about people that he knows that are overweight, whatever. But this kind of like triggered the conversation of becoming overweight as you become an adult, and what are like some struggles that not struggles, but what are some factors that could impact that?
I don't know. It could never be me, bro. Nah. Could be anyone, to be honest. I don't know. I think if you don't have a healthy lifestyle from a young age, it's gonna be even harder to have a healthy lifestyle when you're older. And then if you don't like set up a healthy lifestyle in your formative years. When I say formative years, I mean like college era time, like some time between, like, for me it was like 16 to 20, but like for most people I think it's like 18 to 24 or whatever, right? So like if you don't set up a healthy routine or like some kind of mindset around health anyway during that time, it's gonna be so hard by the time you finish college or like get into, especially when like arguably you are busier outside of college than you are in college, you know, because like in college at least, like, yeah, it's busy, but you can slack around a lot and you can like get a lot of free spots. But when you're working every day, 9 to 5 or whatever.
Yeah.
And then like, if you wake, like, you know, like go wake up, go to work, come back, and it's just evening, like it's already, you're going to eat whatever and tired. You're like, I just want to rest for the rest of the day and then restart your day. So it's hard to like get into like the healthy, like training routine and stuff like that. So obviously it like makes it harder, you know? And it's pretty funny that I was actually talking to my boys about this last day, where it was just kind of like, it's funny, like when I was younger, like in college and also younger, and you see all those things about all those guys, like, you know, like gurus or like businessmen being like, yo, I wake up at 5 a.m. every day, you know, I get my shit done. I'm way up before the sun doing this, doing that. And you're just like, oh my God.
The early worm.
You're like, oh, this is such bullshit. This is such bullshit. Like, you know, like why, no one needs to wake up at 5 a.m. to go to the gym. You don't need to do whatever. You don't need to whatever. But let me not lie. Me waking up at like 6 a.m. every day, going to gym first thing in the morning and then going about my day, frees up so much of the rest of my day. And also like, it sets the tone really well. So for like, you know, for the day, you know, like, and literally like I was doing that even in college for a while near the end. Like I was doing like the whole, I was training in the morning and in the evenings in college. And like my final like year and a half in college, I was doing 2 sessions every day. I was training in the morning first thing. And then I was training with my boy. And then I trained in the evening again, like, you know, later on. So like and obviously then when I started working, I was doing that at the very start, but then when I moved, I stopped doing it and I started training in the evening because I just liked going back into the evening routine. But now I'm back training in the mornings again, and it's just like, you know, it's like, don't get me wrong, you don't have to train in the mornings all the time. Like you can take breaks, like you can see, like I went from up, down, whatever, like as the morning, night. And like you can do whatever, but it's just like having a good routine like set makes such a massive difference. Do you think that's
like having a routine set is like a big part in, like, I guess, shaping your relationship with food, fitness, health?
I think it shapes everything in your life. I'm not lying. Okay. And once again, it's so funny because a lot of those gurus preach this shit and it sounds stupid as hell. But honestly, it works. Like, if you cut out a lot of the bullshit in your life and you set it, you're like, okay, I'm going to wake up at 6 a.m. I'm going to go gym. I'm going to go work. Like, even like this is like doing a normal job. And you're like, and then up until X time, I'm not going to do any of the thing and only allow myself X amount of time for leisure Monday to Friday, right? You see how much of a massive difference it makes on your work ethic and on your lifestyle, you know? Like, because then, like, if you cut out a lot of, like, the things that, like, take your dopamine, you then are more hyper-focused and, like, you can stick to whatever, like, consistent plan or whatever you're doing, you know? So
what do you think some of those dopamine, like...
Oh, like I love playing video games, guys, but, like, you know, like, if I'm, like I've been busier recently, and like before there was a while I wasn't so busy, I'd be playing games during the day, like definitely, but when I'm busier and I'm doing work the whole day, like, and not like taking little breaks to play games, it makes a massive difference. Like I feel like way more focused and like more intentional about what I'm doing during the time period in which I'm working and stuff. So like, and that's coming from a guy who's fucking lost, I'm borderline addicted to playing video games, like, you know. So like, it definitely makes a massive difference, like, you know, all those little things. Like, I'm not saying don't take little breaks, like I'll take a break from my computer for a while, watch a few TikToks, and move on with my life, you know. But
what would you say, like, do, like, playing video games and stuff also kind of could have an impact on bad diet in terms of like consuming snacks or like energy drinks. Like
possibly.
That's like, heavily associated with the...
Yeah,
with the
if you're one of those. I've never been one of those personally. Like, I don't sit down, eat snacks, and like play video games. Like, when I play video games, I'm just not eating.
I mean, anymore.
So, like, even when I was younger,
no,
I never
No, but you,
really,
you used to
like,
have so many monsters in a day.
No, I used to have monsters in a day just because I had monsters in a day. It had nothing to do with gaming. Like, I was a heavy caffeine drinker. Like, even though I don't even drink caffeine now, like, but I, like... Because I never considered monster caffeine like when I was younger. But
more
obviously,
caffeine
like,
than coffee.
Like, you know, it's caffeine still. But, like, I was a heavy energy drink abuser when I was younger. Like, you know, but, like, it was had nothing to do with gaming.
Time when you didn't need it either, like, because you were so full of energy just from being younger anyway.
Yeah, like, I just had it just to have it. And now, like, it has, like, no effect on me. But, like, I used to just abuse caffeine, Like, me. And it was because it's primarily actually stemmed from the... when I started having sleepovers when I was younger, because we would always do like, oh, let's stay up the whole night. And so we drink like so much energy drinks. Like the boys would remember, like they'd come over and we'd get all these like shitty off-brand energy drinks and we would just abuse them. Like we literally each drink like 10, 12. Like I'm not joking.
Do you get the jitters at any point? None of you.
Like none of us. Like we just abused it. And I think that's why, like if you look back to the guys who were over at that sleepover, we all have massive high caffeine tolerances now. And it just came from just that concept of like, oh, let's just stay up all night and do shit and fucking, like, you know, we'll use the energy drinks to keep us up and stuff. So, like, that's where my caffeine problem came from, not from video games. And then I just happened to drink. But, like, I do know, obviously, there are some people who do enjoy. Me, personally, like, when it comes to gaming, I just literally just don't eat anything. I just play games for hours and then I'm like, oh, shit, I should probably go eat now, you know?
But do you think that...
But definitely, if you're someone who does snack and you do all those things, it's easy, like, to, oh, yeah, just game and eat, game and snack, game and whatever, you know? Like, and
you don't even think about it.
Like, you don't think about it. You're just hungry. Like, because you don't want to take time out to eat, so you're snacking while you're doing it, you know? So I think it's either of the two extremes. You either don't eat or you snack, you know? Like, there's no in between. So, but that's my personal take anyway. Routine definitely is king. How about you?
How about you? I think for sure I think your younger years can really set the tone. It doesn't mean that you're 100% locked in. If you're into fitness, it doesn't mean it's gonna like go well into adulthood, and vice versa. Just because you're not into fitness doesn't mean you can't get into fitness later. But I think you can really set the tone. I think you're gonna learn a lot of things in college, you know, because you have a lot more free time. Like I was trying so many different classes of fitness to see what I like, what I don't like. I just had the time to do that and it was, you know, free. Luckily, I didn't have to pay for it.
Well, technically you did pay for it. Student contribution
fees. I took advantage of what I paid for, but a lot of students didn't, you know, because a lot of students, everyone had to pay for this. So I was just taking advantage of what was there. And I think it really like set, you know, the tone in terms of fitness and health. And I think what helped me was that I wasn't someone who had a fast metabolism ever. I never was like skinny, you know. I was a pretty like I held weight throughout my life, so I think that was like a huge thing, like learning that. But then I think as well a big thing that could really contribute to becoming overweight in your, you know, 20s is not knowing how to cook. I think college was a huge experiment time for me in terms of cooking. I was not great, but that's where I learned. Like that's where I did most of my learning. Did you feel like you've learned more in college or?
Well, to be honest, like I've been cooking since a young age, and I just cook the same thing. Like everyone loves is just like, oh, fruit, rice and stew. That's all I ate in college. Rice, stew, and chicken. Like, that's all I ate in college the whole time. I literally just cook that every time and just eat that every single day. And I was eating that twice a day, every single day. So, like, you know, if I wanted to bulk, I ate more. If I wanted to cut, I ate less. You know, like...
Same thing, but more or less.
Just literally. So, like, obviously, like, I think that's why... But maybe the cooking thing's definitely a lot more of a thing for you. Like, not as much more for so for me. I think for me, it was definitely just a routine thing.
I think, like, it's kind of what I'm trying to highlight is that if you don't know how to cook and you're relying on pizzas or, like, frozen foods and that you're now in your 20s and that's why you're used
continue
to. And obviously in college, you're a lot busier, running around a lot more, so you might not even realize how much you're eating. And then if, you know, not knowing the important... Because I think me cooking and learning how to cook exposed me to so many different foods. foods. And I've learned the calories in each and the benefits of all. And I think a big focus for me was always health, like eating healthy foods, like fiber and things like that. Because I think it's, see, there's like two paths. Like, I think it's very easy to get really bogged down on just the calorie tracking and like, this can make me lose weight, this can make me gain weight, but not focus on like, you know, the importance of like micronutrients, which is like really important, like your fiber, your vegetables, your vitamins, whatever. So I placed a huge focus on that, but I can see if you don't, and then you can really spiral into like an eating disorder or like having a bad relationship with food if you just see it as
numbers you're tracking. No, that makes sense.
You know,
I guess like you touched on a pretty good point about the metabolism thing. I guess that's another thing, is like a lot of us have like everybody actually's metabolism is better when you're younger than it is when you're older. Mm-hmm. Like once you reach your mid-20s, your metabolism just goes to shit, like in comparison to whatever it was. Like even if it was shit, it gets shitter. If it was good, it gets shit. Like, you know, like there's no in between, you know, kind of thing. Some people are lucky and it was amazing and it still stays good. You know, like I know a few, like, and I know one person who's actually like that, who's like metabolism, no matter how much they eat, they can just look however the hell they want still, you know, like, and they're like 29 right now. So it's insane. Sheesh. You know, like, you know, and stuff like that. But obviously not everyone's lucky enough to be the same. Like my metabolism was ridiculously good when I was struggling to put on weight when I was in college. Like I was like, cause I was in college, like I was 50 kg. And I struggled to get to 70 kg. I really struggled to get there. And then,
but to be fair, it is like a lot of weight you gain.
Yeah.
Like, that was never going to be easy, but I think it was a lot harder than it should have been.
Yeah. So it was really hard to get there. But then when I was around, I think it was like maybe like 2-3 years ago, I think around COVID time, actually. Yeah. That's what it was. It was right after COVID. Sorry. So I was lean after COVID because I was doing like all the running, because I was bored and I just wanted to get, I just did things just to do things as we all did.
Yeah, I felt that.
You know? And so I was like, okay, I'm going to do my first proper bulk, because I was proper lean then. Like, since I was doing all that running and stuff, I was like, let me do my first proper bulk. And I bulked to 100 kg. When I tell you, that was probably the easier of the bulks I've done. But then cutting from that weight was so hard. Like, I was fluffy for so long. I was like, this should not be taking me this long.
Didn't before. You
know? Like, I was like, this does not take me this long to lose this much weight. What is going on here? You know? And so that's when I realized, oh, shit, my metabolism is not the same as it used to be. Mm-hmm. You know, even now, like, I have to be so much more intentional about losing weight. And that's why, like, right now I'm doing a cut. And I'm just like, this is the last cut I'm ever doing, because I never want to be heavy and I don't want to go through the process of losing weight, because God, it's so freaking annoying. It's definitely easier than gaining weight. I will die on that hill, because I know what it's like to have to struggle to gain weight. It's definitely easier, but like, oh my God, like, it's annoying, you know.
Yeah, depends on
but I'm saying like for each person, like, it's easier for me because like I felt it was more difficult for me to gain weight. So I'm like, yo, losing weight is definitely an easier mental battle, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I don't mind force feeding myself. Like, I mean, I don't mind starving myself, right? Like, X amount of times. But force feeding myself was very difficult. Because, like, at least with starving myself, I was just like, just don't eat. And it's like, I'd be like, you know? Or I'd like, fill myself up with water. But when I had to eat, I'm like, I just can't eat anymore.
You're that guy like on TikTok with like 3,000 calories left to eat, and I'm, it's like, 11 p.m.
I'm like, I just can't eat anymore. I like my stomach, like anytime I ate, I was like, ugh, in my stomach, you know? Which I like, whereas just being like, oh, I'm hungry. Just be like, get over it, you know? Like, but obviously that's to each their own, you know? But that's just my personal battle and how I feel about the situation. So like, definitely, I think that metabolism thing does catch people up. Like, would you say you noticed the change in your metabolism yourself?
Oh, for sure. 100%. Like, even though mine was never great, it was good, but in terms of like, I wasn't losing weight quickly. I kind of maintained weight, you know, it became like a lot harder. And I think, you know, during like the pandemic and stuff, the lockdown, there was a lot of changes because the gyms closed, like, you know, just kind of depressing times for everyone. And so I gained a lot of weight, and then like, oh, man, like trying to cut it back down was not as easy as the first time, you know, like it was so much harder. And like right now, it's a lot harder than when I was younger, but at the same time, I've been in the gym so long and built so much substantial like muscle that I'm seeing the definition a lot faster. Mm. So like, you know, before, like when I, if I would lose weight, I have to lose so much weight to finally see like, you know, lean, being lean. But now I'm seeing like my muscles a lot faster. So I'm like more appreciative of austere, because I guess I built my body to be stronger.
Absolutely.
And heavier. And then another factor that kind of came up was, you know, living a very sedentary life. And we've touched on this, but like so many people get like office jobs and, you know, they forget that
you gotta move.
Gotta move your body. Like sitting down isn't helping. And then with that, I guess hand in hand comes using food as a comfort. You know, after a long day of work or whatever, you just want to like sit down, relax. And food can be something that makes you feel good. So, you know, what kind of advice would you have for making those feel good moments like healthier?
Let me not lie. I'm, once again, this is all personal opinion, and I'm a terrible person to give advice for stuff like this. Just don't eat. I love food. I really love food. Like, guys, I don't think you guys understand. Like, anyone who knows me in real life knows, like, Farouk loves food, and he can eat a fuck ton of food, and I eat a fuck ton of food. But when I'm intentional about cutting and trying to be something, it's just, like, it's, most of it is a mental battle.
But hold on, this is less about overweight and more like healthier decisions.
And that's what I'm saying, as in, like, my
My
healthier decision, honestly, is stay, like, as full on water and space out, like, plan your day. Like, right now, like, I am, like, trying to lose weight or whatever, and I know in the morning, the most I'm going to have is, like, whether it's like a little protein yogurt or a little thing like that or whatever, like, you know, a little yogurt, whatever it is. And then not until lunch is when I'm like, I'm just going to drink water up until lunch, eat lunch, drink water all the way until the evening, and then eat dinner. And then that's it for the day, you know. And like, I will allow myself like maybe one, like, you know,
snack,
you know, like we have these like potato chips or hoops or whatever, you know, that like they're 100 calories or 100 something calories like per bag. And I'm like, that's a freaking lot. But that's like, if I ever feel like a little bit peckish, I'm like one of those a day, nothing more, you know? And I think by kind of cutting my day into sections like that and just knowing like, okay, it's not time for this section yet, I just gotta drink water, you know, like it makes it easier, even though like I'm a sedentary, as you said, like sitting working most of the day, you know? And just, and as I said, like getting that like workout in the morning as well makes it like easier a little bit, because you're just like, okay, you're doing whatever. But it's kind of like, for me, it's a lot more of a mental battle, where it's just like, yo, just don't do this. And you can only have one of this a day. Like, if you want a snack, you're like, no, no snacking, only one snack. If I had my snack, no more snacks. If I haven't had my snacks, should I really have my one snack right now? Or should I wait to have my snack? You know, it really makes you push it, you know?
Like, sounds quite torturous, actually, the more you talk about
it. Yeah, but it's like, it's a mental battle for yourself, because you're doing it for yourself, you know? Like, discipline. You know, it's a lot of discipline. It's like, you need, if you want to get to a certain point, you can't, like, it's never going to be an easy road. It doesn't just work that way, you know? If it was an easy road, everybody would be freaking ridiculously healthy and fit. But it's not an easy road. You have to have a lot of discipline, and you got to do this thing and keep it up, the consistency of that. So it's like, you need to do what works for you and then stick to that, you know? And like, that's what works for me, and I stick to it. And like, I've seen results every single time I've done it, and it's just like, yo, why would I not do it again?
Yeah,
you know? But definitely, like, the one good thing about it is, once you are healthy and like lean, whatever you want, you can then make all your unhealthy decisions as much as you want, as long as you just revert back to your normal path, you know? Like, if you go, you can dip in and out, like, you can have, like, dirty, like, big meals or whatever, and then just be like, okay, we're back to normal, we're scheduled programming.
That's the thing, it's not jumping into that, oh, it's now all over, let me just give up. Because it's not like that, it's a lifestyle, and that's just simply the truth. Like, I think my approach is very different than Farouk's. I don't feel like hungry like that. I just kind of eat when I'm hungry, and I always eat enough that I'm full, like very full. But obviously I need a lot less food, so it's a lot easier. I think for me, I have, this kind of comes back to what I was saying about knowledge of nutrition. I'm very focused on like eating like fruits that are, you can eat a lot more of in higher quantities, like vegetables that you can eat a lot higher quantities, and a lot of protein that's very filling, and carbs. Like, I've never ran away from carbs. I eat carbs with every meal. I don't know why there is like a huge thing about, you can't eat carbs, you know, you can't lose weight if you're eating carbs. I don't really eat.
Yeah, I guess it's just because like carbs are very, it's very easy to eat.
To overeat carbs.
Yeah, you expect it to be a minimal amount of carbs, but in reality, like 300 grams of rice is 300 grams of fucking rice, you know, like it looks small, but it has a big impact, you know, kind of thing. So
yeah, for sure. For sure. And that I guess that I was lucky enough that I got into the fitness a lot earlier, and I think I educated myself a lot on calorie tracking and learning different portions and, you know, learning like the health cycle of like why you should eat, why should not eat, why you should focus on, like, and there's no right or wrong. It's not like a straight road. Oh, there's going to be ups and downs.
Like, guys, don't get it twisted. Like, let us a healthy one. I eat whatever the fuck I want to eat. I don't track. I don't even, I probably don't get most micronutrients I need. I just eat whatever the fuck I want, and I just eat pretty much rice and chicken the whole time.
Yeah.
And like, before any of you guys go like, oh my God, Magic suffering eating rice, I eat seasoned chicken and seasoned rice. I don't
but just you eat, enjoy it, and that's, you know, so important.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
And it's like, you and you eat what you enjoy. Like, you know, she eats all the healthy stuff and whatever. I eat whatever the hell I want, you know, whatever. Like, in the end of the day, you can choose whichever path you want. Mm-hmm. Just as long as it works out for you towards a goal.
Right.
You know?
No, I agree. And then another thing, I guess, it is the exercise. Exercise is such a big thing. So what's your advice for incorporating some bit of exercise for someone who doesn't work out?
Always start with something you actually enjoy. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like...
What if you don't enjoy exercising at all?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And if you don't enjoy an exercise, there is an exercise you enjoy. There's definitely something you enjoy. Like, and I'm not saying like... going to go play basketball, going to go play thing. I haven't been able to play basketball in freaking God knows how long now. You know, like stuff like that. You know, like you can do other things. Whether it's like, hey, let me just go out for like a 10-minute walk, you know, and then that 10-minute walk starts becoming a little more. You're like, okay, I can do this a little bit longer, do this longer and just keep up a pace. Or you're like, okay, I'm going to go into the gym and do X amount of time with this thing, and I'm just going to do that thing. Mm-hmm. It's about just doing little bits. I mean, like, I'm going to do that and doing it, and mm-hmm. then eventually you will naturally increase it yourself because you're like, this is actually easy. I can go for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
You know, and eventually you just go for a little bit longer, a little bit longer, a little bit longer, and then eventually, wow, you're exercising, you know?
Wow.
And it's like, it sounds like, oh my God, you're oversimplifying it. Yes, I am oversimplifying it, but it should be that simple. Do you get it? Like, if you overcomplicate it, that's where the issue comes, because then it's overwhelming.
Yeah.
You need to oversimplify it. Starts very, very small and then let it ramp up itself naturally, you know? And then with that, you'll get into routine, because like, I'll never tell someone who's like on a weight loss journey that's trying to start off to be like, yo, you should do a full gym routine. No, that's dumb. It's too much. It's too much too quickly.
Mm-hmm.
They need to start slow and slowly ramp up. It doesn't even matter if your ramp up is over a year. It doesn't matter. Everyone goes at their own pace. It's your journey. There's your goal. You know, you got to do whatever you want. Just start small with whatever you want to do that you're like, I don't hate this thing. Mm-hmm. Like, even if you don't like exercise, just pick something that you don't hate.
Just do
that. And just keep building on it.
I agree. And I don't think you need to go to the fancy gyms or like spend a lot of money or like whatever. I think, you have YouTube at home. You have a phone. A lot of people have a phone. If you're watching this, you probably have a phone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have YouTube. There's so much free content of like things to do at home. Like, and there's so many improv that you can do of like using like heavy, like a water bottle to lift. Like, just to kind of get your body to the movement, doing it at home. There's like yoga for beginners, Pilates for beginners, this for beginners. Like, there's just so much at our disposal every single day. And like, I'm an avid gym goer. I go to the gym all the time. I still do these things, you know. I love the yoga classes with Adrienne. She's amazing. And like, there's just different things like that are so easily available, so I think it's easy to incorporate. I want to move on to life as a bigger person, just so we're gonna go through some activities and be like, have you experienced this, yes or no kind of thing, and then share. Okay, so there were a lot of comments under the story that I just read about like procrastination, which is like a procrastination for like bigger people. Mm. Whatever. And then the first one we have is waiting until X time to buy X clothes.
Waiting until X time to buy X clothes.
Yeah, so basically waiting until you're skinnier to buy X clothes.
Oh, no. I I usually don't buy clothes in general. And when I do, I just
okay,
buy
how
them
about like waiting about like until your ex weight or look a certain way before you like book a holiday or something or reveal your body?
I just do whatever the hell I want, guys. Honestly, yeah. I have clothes in all different sizes because I don't like I keep my clothes for years. I have clothes from when I was skinny. I have clothes when I was bigger and like I just wear them whatever. Like a lot of the oversized like tees I got, I bought them when I was like 100 kg when I was doing that bulk, and now like a lot of them are way looser on me now. I still have them, I just wear them, so
yeah,
it doesn't really matter.
I definitely have said like, oh, I'll wait until I'm thinner to buy this, or like because I felt like I don't look good, so if I were to get that, like, it wouldn't look good on me. So I'll wait and treat myself once I've achieved the goal I want. Spoiler alert, I never got the items. Like,
interesting. You know, I would think that would work because I would have thought it would work because it's a goal you're straight. You're like, I want to fit in that. I'm going to...
I think it's a bad goal. I think when I wanted to focus on myself and working on myself, that's when I was able to change my ways versus like, I'm going to forget about the shirt I saw. You know, it's not constantly at the back of my head. Like, it's just whatever. But then there was also the keeping smaller clothes in the hopes I'd fit in them again, right? I think that was like, that's, I feel like it's a lot bigger women in general because I swear all my friends had the same experience, me included. I've had so many clothes that I just didn't want to let go of because I was like, one day I'll be skinny enough to fit in these again. I was even like so much younger. There was no way for me to ever fit in these, but I've always beat myself down when I try them on again, thinking that I've lost weight. So that didn't really work because that just put me in a more depressing mood, which led to kind of like me being demotivated. And now that I'm like, you know, at where I am, I would never want to be able to fit in those clothes again because my body is different. You know, like I have like bigger legs now and I worked hard for that. So I wouldn't ever want to fit in those again. But mentality at the time was very different. It was very like, I should fit in this. I should be able to squeeze in them. So there was that. The second one, thinking you look great and then seeing the photos.
I think I look shit all the time. That's real. I'm not even joking with you. There has never been a time in my life that I've looked at my body and been like, I am happy with this. So take that for what you want. To take it with everything I've said so far. I don't think so, honestly. Like,
you've never experienced that?
No, because I've always thought looked shit all the time.
So technically you have, though.
Well, no, because I've never taken a... Anytime I get a photo taken of me or I take a photo, I know it's going to be bad. Do you get me? I'm like, this is bad. Like, this is why I hate taking photos and this is why you guys see, like, I don't have... Like, most of my photos you'll see that are on social media, they're nothing about me. They're all about the fit or whatever because I know me, I look bad.
You're a good-looking guy. Yeah, that's so unfair.
Everyone to each their own, you know.
But hey, at least you're showing up for you guys on camera.
I'm being honest. So, like, yeah. So how about you?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, 100%. Like, oh my god.
You're
gosh.
Like feeling yourself and you're like, damn, what the fuck is this?
Do you know the worst ones when you're really, really feeling yourself and you think you look so cute and then, oh my gosh, the nightclubs post photos from the night out.
Lol.
Oh, it's the worst. Like, there's this one club in Milan that we went to and photos the next day were
atrocious,
like, to say the least. I was like, oh my god, I thought I looked cute and this is what I look like all night. Nobody told
yeah
me.
But those photos are usually taken terribly because of the way the lighting is, everything like that. It's just not flattering.
But like, some people look cute and then I'm just there like standing.
It's
like,
so rare. All those nightclub photos are usually dog water. Like, everyone looks terrible in them
and they use like a flash bright.
it's just the way the lighting contrasts with everything else that just makes it like it really show it like makes like things look darker than they are. Like, maybe like your bags look darker, yeah, but they're not really because just like the flash or whatever, you know. Or either like let's say you're like, usually because it's darker and you've been sweating, your foundation might be a little bit bumpy, showing now. Yeah. Like, you know, instead of just a smoothish, it's showing. So
yeah, that
you gotta, guys gotta take account of how bad the photo is, not just you.
But yeah, because I don't usually notice about other people, but obviously myself, if I see myself, I'm like, so in terms of like the weight side, I definitely have like I thought it was cute, but I usually kind of try to hide a lot. On to the next one. Feeling self-conscious when eating out.
Once again, guys, these are a terrible look for me.
These are a lot more like women, feminine friendly.
Like I know a few guys who would probably say yes to a few things, okay. But I don't care. The only thing about me is like, it depends where I am. Mm-hmm. If I'm in like an Oyinbo setting, I will then like not feel self-conscious, but I'll be more conscious about like, oh, I can't eat this with my hand. Otherwise, they'll think I'm a Neanderthal, you know, and stuff like that. So I'm like, oh, forcing myself to use a knife and fork. And most of the time I give up and just use my hands anyway. And because then I just go wash my hands. But like, I just don't care. I eat whatever I want, how I want. Like, you know, like obviously I'm not going like, like putting food all over my face.
Yeah.
But like, I'm just eating how I want, however, I'm not caring. Like.
Yeah. I think because sometimes, you know, you'd be like, oh, do you think it's okay if I pick up this burger with my hand?
I'm yeah,
like,
because, yeah, go but for that's because it. It's an go Umbo setting, you know? Yeah. I'm like, but then I just like, oh, I just don't care. Like, you know, like eventually, like, because I have tried, I cannot eat a burger by cutting it. It just is blasphemous. Use your hands, please. Oh my God.
Yeah, going out to eat, I never went out to eat really when I was like, you know, going through all that insecurity stuff. So no, I've never really been self-conscious. Right now, I'll just eat whatever. I don't care. I'll eat the sides and everything, the dipping, everything, you know, I'm paying for this. I'm eating everything. But what was a self-conscious thing was eating at other people's houses when I was younger, because I didn't want to be eating the whole everything.
Oh, I was always asking for more.
No, I didn't want people to think that, oh, I'm eating a lot or eating snacks. And then like, or if people would ask, I'd be like, no, I'm okay. But like, I really wanted to eat whatever they had. That also comes from being like shy and like, you know, being like, oh, I don't want anything.
Little baby.
I don't want to inconvenience anyone kind of thing. But I was definitely self-conscious, like 100% very self-conscious of what I was eating, what other kids were eating. Am I eating more than other kids? Meanwhile, I was literally the tallest person there, the biggest person there. Like,
lol.
Anyways, the other one, being self-conscious and pulling on your shirt away from your body to make sure your shirt hasn't folded into your rolls.
No, that's a really unfortunate issue though, but no. I'm so sorry.
I always do this. Even now, like if I'm feeling like it's like it, do you know if it sticks between your rolls, it's a little uncomfortable.
No.
You don't have rolls though.
No, I do have rolls. Like I have.
Does it ever get stuck in your back roll? Like you have
to. Because I don't. When I stand up, I don't have back rolls, so I never have that problem.
But it's usually when you sit though.
Like and even at that, I've never had clothes stuck in rolls like that. I'm grateful. I guess I've never had that issue because that seems very frustrating. You know, like guys, I've always been on this.
But you know what?
Like I've always been on the skinnier side. You know, even when I bulked 100, I was still on the skinnier side. You know, like I was skinny fat. You know,
this episode feels like we're learning about people, like people's problems.
I was like, damn, that sucks.
That sucks. That's unfortunate. yeah, me personally, obviously, but I think as women clothes are a lot tighter on the body, a lot more stick, and
to be honest, I don't wear tight clothes, which is I think is also a big thing. I wear very loose clothes, like all my clothes
that helps, because that's why I used to wear looser clothes.
Like I wear relaxed fit or oversized. Like I don't really wear like tight clothes. Like you would be dead pressed to find me in like a tight top, like so dead.
Like, but it, like if you do, you want it to show what you got. You know what I mean? Like you got abs. You want it to go in the creases.
No. I don't want that at all. Like, I'm very anti-tight clothes because it just feels claustrophobic.
No, but, like, if you're wearing it, right, it's just, like, to show off your hard work, no?
No.
Okay, do you guys not do that?
Guys do, but like, I'm not a douche. Shove it in the little pack. That is terrible. If you're a man and you're doing that, watch yourself. That is terrible. No, just wear clothes that fit well and you enjoy, like, do things for yourself, obviously. Okay. But like, I'm a very not tight clothes kind of guy. Like even this hoodie that we got from YouTube is a bit tight on me right now, and I'm like,
gotta wear, you know, gotta stick it through,
like. Yeah, I gotta stick it through. But honestly, I don't enjoy tight clothing. I would rather look small in my loose clothing than look like quote unquote hench in tight clothing. Yeah. Because you know? That's why people usually wear tight clothes, to show off their muscles.
Yeah, exactly. You know? So I think women's clothes in general are a lot tighter on the body. Mm. Like they're just so, just stick to you. And that was obviously like a bigger issue when I was younger. And like, my gosh, we didn't have like high-waisted stuff until I was a lot older. And so it was all like low-waisted muffin top out. It was a disaster. Like it was just awful. I hated it. What's the last one that you definitely have never even thought of?
Interesting.
So, subconscious and putting something over your stomach when you're sitting down.
That's an interesting one there. Guys, like, let your stomach out. I don't care. You know, as I said, I was 100 kg and I had a belly. But you know what? I never cared about my belly.
So you never sat down to take in a pillow to punch yourself?
No, I'd be like, oh, look at my belly. That's, you know, I really don't care. Like, because you have to remember, like, I was just like, yeah, like, I, like, once again, I just, like, I've never been in that situation. I've been privileged to be a skinny boy my whole life, guys. So, like, I don't really have much of these issues, thankfully. And it's honestly a shame and sad, like, unfortunate that people feel the need to have to cover their stomach because they feel self-conscious about it. Like, you be you. Who cares? Like, shit.
Yeah.
What other people think? Do things because you want to do them. Yeah, so I've never done that. Have you? I assume you have at least like once or twice. Yeah.
What? My whole life? Yeah. What do you little mean? Little blur. Yeah, well, like, at this point, it became comfort to hold something because I'm so used to it. Like, if I sit down and there's a pillow, I'm going to take it. Put on my lap.
Because you're blur.
Yeah, and also because I had pretty chunky thighs my whole life and I hated them. And now I'm grateful, but I hated them. And I always wanted to hide them. So if I had a pillow, I mean, do you want me to sit down and go like,
but you want your, I don't know, me personally, I want my thighs to come out. I want other people to be like, damn, you got big legs, homie.
Yeah.
I'm like, damn, bro.
I want to finish this episode on a positive note. So like Farouk said, you know, embrace yourself and your body. And like, so what if, also dress at how it makes you feel comfortable. Like if you feel comfortable in loose clothes.
Don't dress crazy. Like, babe, be comfortable.
What's crazy?
But don't be like walking around balls naked. Like,
okay, there's limits.
You know, there are limits to this thing. Like, yeah, you feel comfortable without clothes. Well, my eyes don't feel comfortable without.
Dress decent, you know? Please cover your bits.
Like, what? If you're in like a what a nudist retreat, go ahead. If you're in public, the children.
Think about the children. I'm children. No, for sure. Dress comfortably. Like, don't, like, there's no point to feel self-conscious, especially when you start off and like either pick up something new or go to the gym for the first time. Like, there's no need for you to feel self-conscious because that's what we're all there to do. Like, we all go there to work out. And I would hate for someone to look at me and feel like, oh, like,
they're judging me.
Oh, you know, what would they think of me? I'm like, in my head, I'm always looking at people like, oh my God, look at them go. Like, or, oh my God, I should try that. I like what they're doing. I like that exercise. Or, you know, just kind of like always giving props. Never like, look how fat he is.
If I'm looking at you, I'm not looking at you. I'm looking through you. I just stare and there's nothing going on in my mind, so yeah. Don't worry about it.
No, exactly. And I usually don't even notice people's faces ever. I don't look at people's faces, just like what they do in general, like person there. But yeah, no, it's a new year. If you haven't started your fitness journey already, you can do that. We will have a fitness episode coming up that's more focused on how you can start. Hopefully this kind of like touched on some of that, but we just wanted to highlight some
a little taster
things that could be useful for you.
And we hope you enjoyed. Yeah. Hope you like, subscribe, share, comment, and then join the Patreon.
Till next time.
Peace.